Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 426. Cool. Cool is an interesting word in English because it has a variety of uses. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at five different ways that we can use the word cool. The basic usage of cool refers to temperature. Cool is somewhere between warm and cold. You can use cool to talk about any situation that can be described by talking about a temperature. You can use cool to talk about things like weather, food, drinks, or a place. Here are some examples. Las Vegas is hot in the daytime, but cool in the mornings and evenings. On a hot summer day, I like to have a cool glass of iced tea. The lasagna just came out of the oven. It needs to be a little cooler before we can serve it. The weather forecast said it's going to be cool for the next few days. Cool can also be used to talk about a person's attitude or personality. When a person is not very friendly or not so enthusiastic about something, we can say that they are cool. For example, Jane is warm and friendly, but her husband is a little cool. The boss was cool when I came to the meeting late. In a very similar way, cool can be used to mean calm or relaxed. With this meaning, we usually use phrases like keep cool or stay cool. Here are some examples. Even though someone crashed into my new car, I kept cool. No matter how much the boss yells at Tommy, he always manages to stay cool. Cool is used to mean fashionable or attractive or stylish. Something or someone that is exceptionally fashionable or stylish is cool. James Dean is the ultimate cool guy, but these days, many people think Johnny Depp looks cool. Frankie just bought a Ferrari. It's the coolest car in the neighborhood. Finally, we use cool or that's cool as a conversational response, meaning wow or that's amazing. Frankie has a Ferrari? Cool.
Hey, Jenny, would you like to have dinner with me on Saturday night? You can? Cool.
Well, what did you think of this English lesson? Is it cool? If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 426. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.